Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast. Get ready for the truth about what it means to be an expat, for many, many life lessons and coaching tips to help you on your journey as an expat, or as a future expat, no matter where you are. And let's just get right into it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast for expats and to help you in your journey. And today, you know, I have a lot of topics to bring you, a lot of things to really help you on your journey. But I wanted to talk to you about frustration. And actually, this is a very, very spontaneous episode because I was just here trying to record some things, trying to do some work. And you know, those days where some like tools don't really work or things fall to the ground. And I ended up feeling frustrated. And I realized this is a topic that I really wanted to talk to you about, not because it's like the frustration really directly from this situation exactly, but really because it's so easy to get frustrated when things don't really go our way, or when we are trying to move forward and we are not having the results that we want, or when we are trying to do something different, but it seems that nothing works. I don't know if you've ever felt that it's like, oh, I just try so many things and nothing ever works, or I just go to events and I never make friends. Or so it's really always that frustrating feeling, you know? And I wanted to bring this up because many times when we have, let's say, a negative feeling like frustration, guilt, and so on, we try to run away as fast as we can from it. And we try to think positive, we try to watch Netflix, we scroll on our phone so that we don't have to feel it. Because we might not really have the tools to process it, we might not really even know what to do with that discomfort, because it's really uncomfortable. When we feel something like in our chest, when we feel our breathing getting faster, for example. And so today I really wanted to talk to you about that. Because one of the things that I help my clients with is really stress management and emotional regulation. And what I mean by this is, let's say you are feeling frustrated right now. It's very easy to, you are just looking at a situation and why it made you frustrated. And it seems that that is the only thing on your mind. It seems that it's just frustrating, period. And it's very easy to stay in that way of thinking, like, oh, this is so frustrating. Oh, why does this always happen to me? Or why is it just me? And so on. And it's very easy to get stuck on it. And it's not because we want to, but it's simply because it's hard to get away from it when we don't really know what to do. So today I want to tell you what you can do. So one thing that you can really do when you are feeling frustrated, first of all, it's really understanding, okay, let me take a moment. And I even did this right now. That was like, how am I feeling right now? Like, what are all the feelings that are coming up? And then I asked myself, okay, where is it like in my chest? Because you know what? When you do this, you start really being more connected with how you feel. And then I want you to take pen and paper or really writing down on your laptop, whatever it is, and just write what is on your mind. Like, write everything, no filters, no nothing, just write it all down, because we really want to understand what's on your mind right now. And then I want you to look at the situation and ask yourself, okay, I'm frustrated by this, but what is the goal of doing this, for example? What can I learn from this situation? Because sometimes, yes, definitely in the beginning, we really need to tend to our nervous system. We really need to let ourselves calm down. And that's the most important thing, is not like rationalizing straight away and trying to run away from it. But then we really want to learn from the situation. Like, why did this lead to me feeling frustrated? So getting the example that I just told you in the beginning of this podcast episode, that I was like trying to record some videos and then the microphone wasn't working, and then I tried another one, it didn't have the battery, then my phone wasn't working, and I was frustrated. And One thing that I do is really understand, how was I feeling? How was I thinking about it? And even why was that situation even important to me, you know? And then I just test myself, okay, what can I do differently here? Like, I know it's frustrating. It's okay to feel frustrated sometimes. We are not always going to feel positive and super cheerful about everything in our lives. But it's like, it's a temporary emotion. And I just reminded myself of it. I was like, okay, let's really take a few deep breaths. Let's really focus on calming myself down. And then really understanding, what can I do differently here? So let's say that you are frustrated because you have been to some events and you haven't met your people. So here, what I would really say is, first of all, instead of jumping into judging ourselves, which is very easy to do, like, oh, why can't I make friends? What is wrong with me? It should feel easier, and so on. It's really tending more to self-compassion. And what I mean by this is like, okay, I'm frustrated. What was the result I was expecting? And for me, for example, the result was I was expecting to record like 20 reels in like an hour and a half, and I didn't. But what I could learn from it is really to have patience with myself, is really that unpredictable things can happen, and that I still know what I want to record, so I can do it a bit later, and that's okay. But for you, if, and you can let me know on messages, on Instagram, what are you frustrated about, and we can talk about it. But for you, getting back to that example of like friends and making friends, it's really like, okay, what was the result that you were expecting when you went to that event? And what didn't happen? What did you try? What didn't you try? And that's what we really want to understand. And how were you even thinking when you were at that event, and how were you feeling? So this is really like to increase our self-awareness when we were in that situation. And now it's like, okay, I felt frustrated. That's normal. It means that this was important to me, and that's all that matters. And now it's like, okay, what did I learn from this situation, and how can I apply it the next time I go and I try? Like for me, for example, what I learned is to charge well my microphone. If anything unpredictable happens. Because here is the thing, and this is the best thought that I want to leave you with, is that no matter the results that we want, we can never truly control the outcome that we are going to get. So sometimes we really want an outcome to happen, and we focus so much on it that we get frustrated when that doesn't happen. But what if we focus more on the efforts we put? What if we focus more on the lessons we learned in our journey, so that we can change things, we can try things, and we can love ourselves in that journey? So this is what I had for you. And this is one of the biggest things that I help my clients with, is really to understand more of how you're talking with yourself, to understand more of how to even tolerate the discomfort of negative emotions, because I know that can be hard, especially when we are not really used to practicing that, and that's totally normal. So I want to say I'm here for you. I'm an expat coach, as I might have mentioned before. So if you're an expat and you're going through this and you don't really know what next step to take, and you don't really know how to handle all of the overwhelm that might be caused in your life by being an expat, by the uncertainty and so on, reach out. My Instagram handle is on the notes, on the show notes. So you can send me a message, and if you want help, and if I see that coaching would be the best thing for you right now instead of, for example, therapy, then we can book a discovery call. And then if it sounds like the good relationship for us both, then we can start working together. And I'll also put the Work With Me page so that you can see a little bit about me. And then we can move forward so that you can really create a life you love as an expat, where you can be truly connected with yourself. And that's all that I had for you today. So I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any comments about this podcast, also let me know. I love hearing from you, hearing your feedback, hearing whatever else that you might need from this podcast. So let me know, and see you next time.